2018ခုနှစ်ဖေဖော်ဝါရီလ7ရက်ဒီနေ့တောက်ကြကြာတံပရိနေ
Today is the 8th of February 2018 Today is Thursday
2018ခုနှစ်ရဲ့ဒုတိယအဖွဲ့ဒုတိယတသက်ဒါမေတ္တာတရားစကံစတင်ဖွင့်တဲ့နေ့
So today is the opening day of the second Metta retreat this year in
2018.
In this opening session, first of all, we will take the nine precepts.
Pima Bunya Metta Bhavana, Metta Bhavana ye.ဒေဝေမေတ္တာဘာဝနာပွားများဖို့နိုင်ဝဲလောက်ဟောမယ
် After that Sayadaw will give a talk lasting about half an hour and he will explain what metta is and what metta meditation metta bhavana is and how to practice metta meditation
ဒီမှာဘုရားတို့ချမ်းတိန်လောက်ရမှာပေါ့
And then after thatThere will be the metta chanting.
Chanting lo piro amya we la. Piro suro amya we bi phun mwe thayin ma.
And then after the chanting, there will be the dedication and sharing of merit. And that's the end of the opening session. So first of all, we'll take the nine precepts.You have them on your sheet on the first page.
Okay. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa BhagavatoArahato Sama Sambuddhassa
Buddhan Saranam Gacchami Dhamman Saranam Gacchami Sangham Saranam Gacchami
Buddhan Saranam Gacchami Dhamman Saranam Gacchami Sangham Saranam Gacchami
ဒုတိယံပိဗုဒ္ဓံသရဏံဂစ္ဆာမိဒုတိယံပိဓမ္မံသရဏံဂစ္ဆာမိဒုတိယံပိသံဃံသရဏံဂစ္ဆာမိ
ဒုတိယံပိဗုဒ္ဓံသရဏံဂစ္ဆာမိဒုတိယံပိဓမ္မံသရဏံဂစ္ဆာမိဒုတိယံပိသံဃံသရဏံဂစ္ဆာမိ
တတိယံပိဗုဒ္ဓံသရဏံဂစ္ဆာမိတတိယံပိဓမ္မံသရဏံဂစ္ဆာမိတတိယံပိသံဃံသရဏံဂစ္ဆာမိ
သတိယံပိဗုဒ္ဓံသရဏံဂစ္ဆာမိသတိယံပိဓမ္မံသရဏံဂစ္ဆာမိသတိယံပိသံဃံသရဏံဂစ္ဆာမိ
သရဏဂမနံပရိပုံနံ
အာမပန္တိ
ဗန္နတိပါဒဝိရမဏိစိက္ခာပရံသမာဓိယာမိ
ပန္နတိပါဒဝိရမဏိစိက္ခာပတံသမာဓိယာမိ
အဒိနာဒါနဝိရမဏိစိက္ခာပရံသမာဓိယာမိ
အဒိနာဒါနVīramani Sikha Patang Samadhyami
အဗရမရှရိယာဝိရမဏိစိကဗရံသမာဓိယာမိ
အဖမချာရိယာဝိရမဏိစိကပတံသမာဓိယာမိ
မုသာဝါဒာဝိရမဏိစိကဗရံသမာဓိယာမိ
မုသာဝါဒာဝိရမဏိစိကပတံသမာဓိယာမိ
สุราเมรยะมิจเจปมาตัฏฐานาวิรมณีสิกขาปรังสมาธิยามิ
สุราเมรยะมัจฉาปมาตัฏฐานาวิรมณีสิกขาปตังสมาธิยามิ
วิกาลโภจนาวิรมณีสิกขาปรังสมาธิยามิ
วิกาลโภจนาวิรมณีสิกขาปตังสัมมาทิยามิน
ัจจาน
ัจจาก
ีฏาก
ีฏา
วาติฏา
วาติฏา
วิสุขทัสสนะ
วิสุขทัสสนะ
มัลลกันฑาม
ัลลกันฑา
วิเลปนะ
วิเลปนะ
ดารณะ
ดารณะ
มันดานะ
มันดานะ
วิภูสนฐานาวิรมณีสิกขาปรังสมาธิยามิ
วิภูสนฐานาวิรมณีสิกขาปตังสมาธิยามิ
โอจาสยนะมหาสยนะวิรมณีสิกขาปรังสมาธิยามิ
โอจาสยนะมหาสยนะวิรมณีสิกขาปตังสัมมาทิยามิ
เมตตาสหกตินะ
เมตตาสหกตินะ
จิตตาสา
จิตตาสา
สัพพาวันตัง
สัพพาวันตัง
โลกัง
โลกัง
อริตวา
อริตวา
วิหารามิ
วิหารามิ
อัปมาทีนะสัมปาทิฏฐา
อามาปันทีสาธุสาธุสาธุ
ยะกุเมตตาเนี่ยเมตตาภาวนาเนี่ยอธิเบเมตตาปวาบุงပြောมั้ย
Now Sayadaw will talk about metta, the meaning of metta.He will talk about metta bhavana, metta loving kindness meditation, and how to practice metta meditation.
ယခုလိုနိုင်ငံတီးတီးကနေပြီးတော့ချမ်းမြေ့မြေ့တာလာရောက်မေတ္တာတရားပွားများအထောက်ကြတဲ့ယောဂီတွေနဲ့တွေ့ရကြုံကအထူးဝမ်းသာကိုယူပါတယ
်။ Sayadaw.Is very pleased, is very happy that you have come here to the Chamyin Myein Meditation Center in order to practice Metta Meditation and that you have come from so many countries to this place. So it's really something to be proud of.
အချင်းကိုလူပင်မခံငွေတွေအများကြီးကိုပြီးလာရောက်မေတ္တာပွားရတဲ့ဆိုတော့အလွန်ကိုယူလိုက်တာပေါ့
So it's really very heartening to know that you have come here to practice metta meditation and in order to come here you had to undertake a long journey to take your time to take leave and alsoto spend a lot of money to come here.
ဘုန်းကြီးတို့ကိုချင်းစားပါတယ်ဘုန်းကြီးတို့အမေရိကတို့ဂျာမနီတို့ကအခုအဲတရားစခန်းနေပင့်တယ်လေပင့်တဲ့ကားကြတော့သွားတဲ့ကားမှာတော်တော်ပင်ပန်းတာပဲ
So Sayadaw can feel with you he has empathy he knows what it means to have a long travel because he also goesto America, to the US, or he goes to Germany to teach meditation.
Germany so yin bong yin byaw da de, nit dai no ma la bya si ne lo. De nit cha la ba me lo. လိုပြောရတယ
် So for example in Germany to conduct a retreat there Sayadaw told the managers please do not invite me every year only invite me every second year to come and teach a retreat
ဘုန်းကြီးတို့တကယ်ယောဂီသူတော်စင်တွေပေါ်မှာမေတ္တာထားတယ်မေတ္တာအားကောင်းတယ်လို့ဆိုတာတော်မှခီးပင်မလာတဲ့အခါကျတော့အဲနှစ်တိုင်းနှစ်တိုင်းသွားဖို့ရတော်တော်စိတ်ထဲမှာဝင်လေ
း So although Sayadaw has a lot of metta for the yogis but to go there like to teach there every yearit's really tiring to have such a long journey and that's why he prefers not to go every year
eh အဲ့ဒီလောက်ခရီးတွေကိုကုလိုပင်ပန်းခံလာမေတ္တာပွားကြတယ်ဆိုတော့ဒါတော်တော်တရားတရားတော်တော်စိတ်နဲ့မရောက်နိုင်ဘူ
း but now you have come here to practiceMetta meditation, so that shows that you have a lot of sadha, a lot of faith and confidence. Without that, without this, you would not be here.
Generally, go you die there. That's why we go you are. That night, so a simple so a two night, bu chanyan da da metta bo night bu na season no thavare.
So it is very heartening that all of you are here and so Sayadaw has tried to make everything as comfortable as possible to make it a very suitable place for you to cultivate loving kindness.
တော်တော်လေးအနောက်တိုင်းနဲ့အရှေ့တိုင်းအစသာရာကြွားချမှုလေးတွေတော့ရှိမှာပေါ့နော
် However things in the west and things in the east are different and so there might be things that are not as they are in your country
ဒါလည်းဘုန်းကြီးတို့ကိုကျင်းစားပါတယ်ပထမဆုံးဂျာမနီကပြင်တော့ဘုန်းကြီးတို့လိုက်သွားတယ်ဘူးရတော့တညာနညာအိတ်လို့မရဘူ
း So when he was first invited to Germany to teach a retreat thereThen first he could not sleep.
Mabluro so ro gao ong tu ro gao ong boyi ro ma ong dat bu.
Because the pillow was not like the pillow he used here in Myanmar.
Tu ro gao ha ba ri a si ri ba ri the da lan ma ti baung. Gao ong lai so ji 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 ne yi bi ne de ju ju ne so mi ni da.
Whenever Sayadaw put his head on the pillow, it made sounds, funny sounds, and he wondered what they had put inside the pillow.
When you put my son, you said, "Do you dare me to take that?" I said, "Dare, son, you don't dare, don't move."
So he tried to figure out what it was inside the pillow. First, he thought maybe sand.But no, it was not sand.
And it was that evil, really. And now, Nashine, Madura, she, and the road can be near my Menda boy, I'm up today.
So, because things are not the same in the West and in the East, so please be tolerant with these things when you come here to practice Metta meditation.
I'm a Luada lady, she, and ပြောဖို့အကူအညီလိုလို့ရှိရင်လည်းပြောပ
ါ However if you need some help or some assistance please let us know
အစားစားနဲ့အစားစားနဲ့ပတ်သက်လို့ကိုယ်အဆင်မပြေတာရှိရင်လည်းပြောဖို့အဆင်ပြေအောင်လုပ်လို့ရပါတယ
် So if there is something that you need that you want please let us know so that we can help youand make it as comfortable as possible.
Do the ဟိုဂျာမနီလိုပေါမုတ်မာမာကြီးတွေတော့မရှိဘူးအဲ့ဒါတော့
Also especially in regard to the food, but of course the food is not the same like the bread in Germany.
Metta ဆိုတာအဲတတ္တဝါတို့ရဲ့ကောင်းကျိုးချမ်းသာအပြားပြားတွေကိုလူလာနှစ်သက်တဲ့သဘောကိုမေတ္တာလို့ဒီလိုကျမ်းဂန်ကဖော်ဆိုတယ
် Now Metta, what does Metta mean? Metta, loving kindness, is the wish for the welfare and happiness of all living beings. This is the explanation given in the scriptures.
And
it's also explained that it is like the Metta a mother has for her child.
မိခင်ဟာကိုယ်သားသမီးအပေါ်မှာအစားလည်းအဆင်ပြေစေခြင်းနဲ့အခုလည်းအဆင်ပြေစေခြင်းနဲ့နေစရာထိုင်စရာလည်းအဆင်ပြေစေခြင်းနဲ့
For example, a mother makes sure that her daughters and sons, her children get good food, that everything is all right in regard to food.She makes sure that everything is all right in regard to clothing and also to the place where they live.
Now, Jamma Yi Lewe Gongsi Jine, Sei Le Chanda Si Jine.
And the mother also wants that her children are healthy. She also wants them to be happy.
ဒီဥစ္စာတွေလည်းအများကြီးရှိစေခြင်းနဲ့နောက်ပညာတက်ကြီးလည်းဖြစ်စေခြင်းနဲ့
And she also wants that her children have many material things and she wants them to have a good education
မိခင်ဟာသာသမီအဆက်သရရအဆင်ပြေစေခြင်းနဲ့သဘောရှိတယ
် So a mother has the wish that everything for her childrenwill work out very well.
Yeah. အဲ့ဒီလိုပဲဟောဒီမေတ္တာကလည်းတတ္တဝါတွေပေါ်မှာအစအဆင်ပြေစေခြင်းနဲ့အခုအဆင်ပြေစေခြင်းနဲ့နေစရာထိုင်စရာအဆင်ပြေစေခြင်းနဲ့
And now metta this is also the wish for all living beings that they have enough food that they have appropriate clothingthat they have an appropriate place to live.
Now, jamma se jin ne, sei le chanda se jin ne.
And to wish that they are all healthy, to wish that they are happy.
Now, piti utha de le a mya ji shi se jin ne, minya tat ji le phit se jin ne.
And to wish that all beings are endowed with many material possessions.And that they can have a good education.
Metta tattvari asata yaya asin pye se jin ne tabo shi de.
So the nature of metta, loving kindness, is the wish that all aspects of all beings' lives will be complete or fulfilled.
Na di metta guခံစားရတဲ့မေတ္တာယောဂီမှလည်းပဲစိတ်ထဲငြိမ်းအေးချမ်းသာခြင်းရှိတယ်ချမ်းသာမှုရှိတယ
် and for yogis meditators who cultivate metta that also that cultivation of metta results in a calm and peaceful heart and mind
ဒါကြောင့်ဘုညာမေတ္တာတရားဟောတယ်ပြောတဲ့အခါမှာမေတ္တာလို့ air condition နဲ့တူတယ်လို့ဒီလိုဘုန်းကြီးကတော့ပြောတယ
် That's why when Sayadaw talks about metta when he talks about the metta practice he likes to compare this metta practice with an air con
ဒီ air condition ဆိုတာသူကအေးတက်ကိုပေးနိုင်တာဘူ
း So So an air con when it's turned on produces cold.
အဲ့တော့လူတွေကခန္ဓာကိုယ်ပူပြီးလာတဲ့အခါမျိုးကိုယ်အိမ်ခန်းတွေကိုယ်အိမ်ထဲမှာတိုက်ထဲမှာပူလောင်ပြီးလာတဲ့အခါအဲရကွန်ဒီရှင်ဖွင့်ရ
So for example a person comes home to the house or to the flat and they feel very hot in their body so when they come home into the house or into their flat then they turn on the air con
air conditioning ဖွင့်လိုက်တယ်ဆိုလို့ချင်းပူးနေတဲ့ခန္ဓာကိုယ်အေးသွားတာပူးနေတဲ့အခန်းတစ်ခုလုံးအေးသွားတာပူးနေတဲ့တိုက်ခန်းတိုက်ထဲမှာလဲအေးနေမှာလဲကိုယ်အေးမြသွားတာပဲ
so then when the aircon has been turned on then gradually it will become cold in the room in the house and so with the aircon being on working then the rooms the house will become cool or cold
ဒါလည်းပဲဟိုအဲကွန်အေးတယ်ဆိုပေမဲ့စဖွင့်ဖွင့်ရင်တော့မအေးဘူးပေါ့
however when the aircon is turned on at the very beginning it's not yet very cold
ဖွင့်ခြင်းလေးကြာလာပြီဆိုတဲ့အခါကျမှအေးလာ
only after some time when the aircon is running working only then will it become gradually colder
ဖွင့်ခြင်းတနားဤနှစ်နာရီလောက်များကြာဖွင့်လိုက်ပြီဆိုလို့ချင်းဟုတ်အဘူးဆိုသည်မအဘူးမှန်သည်မဘာမှမရှိတော့အေးဆက်လာတာ
So let's say then the aircon has been turned on for 1 hour or for 2 hours and at that time the room is very cold so all the heat in the room has disappeared it's no longer present
ဖွင့်ခြင်းကြာလာပြီဆိုအေးလွန်းလွန်းအဲကွန်ရှော့ပေးပါဦးအဲကွန်ပိတ်ပေးပါဦးတော့ဒီလိုတောင်ပြောရတာ
Or sometimes when the aircon has been on for a long time it has become so cold that it has become too cold and so either one reduces the cold or one turns off the aircon
အဲအဲ့ဒီလိုပဲဟောဒီမေတ္တာတရားလည်းအေးမြမှုပေးတယ
် And so likewise metta the practice of metta gives coolness peacefulness
brahma siddhi e chan la de
first of all it makes the mind the heart cool peaceful
di de metta a kaung la de ka ja do khana ko yut taya de ba yin e chan da la de
and then as a second step when the metta becomes very strong very powerful then it also results in coolness in the body like the body also becomes very cool or cold
metta agong la le nyi e chanda le metta agong la le nyi e chanda le phit de
and so the stronger one's metta becomes the more cool and peaceful does the mind become
မေတ္တာအေးမြမှုကိုပေးတယ်ဆိုပေမဲ့သဘောကသာတော့မအေးအေးချမ်းမှုဟိုအေးချမ်းမှုကမသိတာဘူးပေါ့
So although it is said that metta the practice of metta leads to a cool and peaceful heart and mind but at the very beginning of the practice one cannot yet experience that coolness and peacefulness
sa bogada de yet law metta ye ae mya mu ma ti da de bu ne yet law ma ti da de bu thong yet law ma ti da de bu
so let's say when one when one begins to cultivate metta so on the first day one cannot yet experience this coolness and peacefulness based on the practice of metta Also on the second day, one might not yet experience this coolness and peacefulness. And also on the third day, one might not yet experience this peacefulness.
Say a lot, Madhida Devu.
even maybe after 10 days, one cannot yet experience it. Even maybe after 2 weeks, it's not yet obvious. So then, after 1 month, this coolness and peacefulness of metta will become obvious. So, in the first metta retreat, it's very, very strange or very amazing that some of yogis could experience this coolness and peacefulness in the heart and mind already after about 3 days. And so their power of metta has not decreased. In the contrary, it can become even stronger. Could I have my backup? the new yogis, you should try to emulate the yogis of the first retreat. Or the new yogis try to be even better than the yogis from the first metta retreat.
Brahmanaduga yogi ria metta ye emya mu ko 3 ye law ti de so yin do a 2 ye law ne ti aw jo da me lo dilo sait de ma song pyat bi jo da.
So you know, you can reflect that, well, the yogis of the first retreat, they have come to experience the coolness, the peacefulness in the heart and mind after 3 days. So I will try my best to experience it in 2 days.
Adi metta se ko tanna ma ajain jain phan ban a mya yi phit law bwa da metta bhavana metta bwa de lu kho de.
What we call metta bhavana, loving kindness meditation, is to repeatedly cultivate this quality of metta, of loving kindness, in ourselves.
Ubama, belule tsuluji, sabaro, alon danwari, jama bazi, dilu yutsu mwalaide, acheya, uke nai nine bioye, tesekan lo, jama.
So, for example, when you cultivate loving kindness, metta, so you take a wish, a phrase like, may all beings be happy and well. And let's say this takes about just 1 second.
Metta bwa ni de yogi ya, brahma alung tan dori jama ba si lu bwa la yin, da metta sait de khu, metta ku su de khu ya ba de.
So when cultivating metta, using this phrase, may all beings be happy and well, so this takes, Saito says, let's say 1 second, and so then you have cultivated one mind of metta.
Now, do the energy, alung tan dori jama ba si lu bwa lai, na sa kan so ro metta ku su na khu ya ba.
And so then you repeat the wish a second time, may all beings be happy and well. So now this has taken 2 seconds with the first wish together, and so now you have already two metta minds cultivated.
Now metta kuso 3 ku ya ba.
And then he repeat the wish a third time, may all beings be happy and well. This has taken 3 seconds altogether, and this means that you have already cultivated 3 wholesome states of metta.
Ari lo bien dasakan ku metta kuso dasai dasakan ku metta sait dasai dasakan ku metta dasai metta sait dasai ne bwa lai bwa lai 10 minute lo so yin metta sait de 60 lo ya.
So in this way, if you cultivate a metta mind in every second, so a wholesome metta mind every second, this means that within 1 minute you cultivate 60 wholesome metta minds.
Adilone tanai lo mya thai bi metta bwa la yin le metta sait 3600 lo ya.
And so if you practice it in sitting for 1 hour, then that makes 3600 metta minds. And if you count it for 24 hours, then you cultivate many, many, many metta minds.
And if you count it for 24 hours, then you cultivate many, many, many metta minds.
And so now you are here for 14 days. So now you can figure out within these 14 days how many metta minds you cultivate.
Adi metta sait de ga yogi de ko bima pye yaw bu ra. Adi metta sait de ga yogi de ko bima pye yaw bu ra.
Also these metta minds, they can lead you to the Brahma realm. So the Brahmas are dwelling in the Brahma realms, heavenly realms. They are there on account of their practice of the Brahma Viharas, which are metta, loving kindness, karuna, compassion, mudita, sympathetic joy, and upekkha, equanimity.
Yagu metta deya, eri metta deya ku sei ma agong la li, ku sei di ku khana ku liya, nyi chanda li li, metta agong la li, ku ya sei di ku ya khana ku liya, nyi chanda li li, di lu pye la.
And so now, when you engage in the cultivation of metta, then the stronger your metta becomes, the more peaceful and calm will you feel in mind and body. And when it becomes, when the metta becomes even stronger, then the peacefulness and happiness you experience in body and mind becomes even stronger.
The metta deya ga toro thusan ne. Belo thusan da le so yin bwa da ga ro tu da ba chan da aw bwa da be. Da ba me chan da mu ya de ka ja ro bwa de mimi ku wa parama so chan da mu ya.
So this metta meditation practice is really an amazing practice, because we cultivate this wish for the welfare and happiness of another person or being, and by doing so, we ourselves experience this happiness and well-being.
Bwaragaro alundadwari jamabhadi chandabhadi alundadwari jamabhadi chandabhadi ne tadwari jamachandabhu yuajane bwara. Namme dage nye chandarara kuga
So for example, if we cultivate metta for all living beings with a wish like, may all living beings be well, happy and peaceful. May all living beings be well, happy and peaceful. So with this we cultivate this sincere wish for all beings happiness, welfare, good health. And by doing so, we ourselves experience this happiness and peacefulness in ourselves. So we first experience the beneficial results.
And
then when our metta becomes really powerful and strong, then it can also have an effect on the person or being to whom we cultivate the metta. So this can be compared with the following. Like if you take some water with your hand and then pour it over the, on the other person. So, like if you want to help somebody to take a bath, give a shower, then you take some water with your hand and then pour it on the body of the other person to give her a bath, give her a shower. And so the wish is to pour this cooling, refreshing water on the other person, but you first of all have to take the water out, and first of all you experience the coolness and freshness of the water, and then you pour it on the other person. When you cultivate metta, there are two methods of cultivating metta. The first method of cultivating metta is to cultivate loving kindness just for the sake of cultivating metta, loving kindness. And the second method is to cultivate metta in order to attain the jhanas, the absorptions. So when one practices the first method of cultivating metta, simply cultivating metta for the sake of cultivating loving kindness, then for this practice one does not need to know with which person one should start the cultivation of metta. One doesn't need to know which person should not be the object at the outset of one's practice. One does not need to know for what specific persons one should or should not cultivate metta. So one does not need to know things that should be done at the outset of the practice or during the practice, and there is no need to know what one should avoid while doing the practice. So with this method, whatever, however much time one has to practice, one can practice develop metta for any person or being.
Zen ya ang bwa ro me so de ka ja lo lai ho shang se ya song se ya a che le di si myin ni shi de.
However, when we engage in the second method of cultivating metta, namely to attain the jhanas, then we need to know certain things. We need to know certain things we have to follow, and we need to know certain things that we have to avoid.
Metta ko zan ya aung bwa ro me lo so lo yin padama ye mu chu anan ko anan so kin ne tan shin ne a wo ka le de ko wo bi wut tha ya me de.
In order to attain the jhanas, when we choose this method, then first of all, we should take a shower, clean our body, and then put on clean, fresh, not smelly clothes. And then one should cut all attachments. And then the third step is to either take up the 8 precepts or the 9 precepts.
Now, the third step is to take up the 8 precepts or the 9 precepts.
And then as the fourth step, one should go to a quiet, secluded place.
And
then the next step is to reflect on the benefits of metta and to reflect on the shortcomings of dosa, all forms of anger. Then in the scriptures it's also mentioned that one should approach a good and skilled teacher. And then one should listen to the teachings, to the instructions on metta given by the teacher. So now all you are complete with all these different points. So reflecting on the benefits of metta are, first of all, one falls asleep happily. Another benefit is that one has good dreams. One has lovely dreams. One has no nightmares. And then one wakes up happily and refreshed. Another benefit is that when one engages in the cultivation of metta, one will be loved by other beings who see one or who hear one.
Now, Nandi Bhimariyale Chikin Yanure.
And also one will be loved by the devas, celestial beings.
Now, Eri Nadi Bhimariya Mida Bora Bugugu Sadaya Chanao Sanshaude.
And also these devas, they extend their protection to people who engage in metta practice.
Now, metta bwa yin andre gin bishin ne.
And one is free from dangers and harm.
မေတ္တာဘွားရင်တမာရီမြန်မြန်ဖြစ်တယ်စိတ်တည်ငြိမ်မှုမြန်မြန်ရတယ်
And by cultivating metta, one is able to quickly gain concentration.
Metta ne nere pogo ye mienna mienan jilin bi nera ve.
And the facial expression of a person who lives with metta engages in cultivating loving kindness. So the facial expression is clear and serene.
အဲ့တော့မှန်နေပြသူဘုန်းကြီးတို့မေတ္တာယောဂီတွေဘယ်နာတွေ့လိုက်တွေ့လိုက်ပြီးဆိုရင်သူတို့ပြုံးပြီးနေတာပဲ
Yes this is true now when Sayadaw looks at the faces of the metta meditators here their faces are serene and smiling
အဲ့ဒါမေတ္တာဘွားတို့သူတို့မျက်နှာတွေကြည်လင်ပြီးနေတာ
So through the cultivation of metta their faces, the facial expression becomes really clear.
အဲ့ဒီမေတ္တာရှင်အားတဲ့တေယနိကြတော့ဒီလိုပဲကြီးကြီးလင်းလင်းရှင်းရှင်းပြပြပဲသိရတာပဲ
And metta person, a person living with metta, then at the time of death, the person can die with a calm, peaceful and clear mind.
မေတ္တာကိုဇန်ရအောင်ပွားအဲ့ဒီဇန်နဲ့သေးပြီဆိုရင်
And if one is able to attain the jhanas through the metta practice, and if one dies absorbed in a metta jhana, then one is reborn in the Brahma realm.
ဒါမဟုတ်မေတ္တာကိုအခြေခံထားပြီးဝိပဿနာတရားဆက်လက်ပွားလို့ရှိရင်နိဗ္ဗာန်အထိလည်းရောက်နိုင်တာ
Or else, if one has practice metta meditation and then takes that as the basis for one's vipassana meditation one can also realize nibbana
na dosa ja ro ai metta ne san jin be phit twa le yaw myan phit twa
dosa this is the opposite of metta
ai dosa ye a pye le de ko le sin jin ji me
So one also should reflect on the shortcomings of dosa, anger, aversion, hatred, ill will, and so on.
Dosa ne ayin ne sin daw sin ye ay ya de, ay lo ma kaung mu de.
So reflecting on the dangers or shortcomings of dosa, so with a lot of dosa, one cannot fall asleep happily.
သောတာနဲ့အိရင်အိမ်မဲ့ဆိုးတွေမက်တယ်တဲ
့ or when one falls asleep with dosa then one has bad dreams
သောတာနဲ့အိရာကနိုးလို့ရှင်လဲမျက်နာတာမျက်နာကဟိုတွေးဝေးရှုပ်မဲ့ဒီလိုနေတယ်မျက်နာမကြည်လင်ဘူးပေါ့
and with dosa when one wakes up then one'sOne does not wake up happily, but one is full, and also one's face does not look happy, doesn't look nice.
Dosa ji de lu ja do, mien de lu dai, ja de lu dai ga moun ne.
And a person who has a lot of dosa will be hated by other persons, persons who see this person or persons.Who hear this person.
Dosa ji de su so yin net de pi ma ri ya le moun na be.
And a person with a lot of dosa will also be hated by the devas.
Dosa ji de lu so yin net de pi ma ri ya ma saung shao bu de.
And persons with a lot of dosa will not be protected by the devas.
Dosa ji de pugu wa yan mya de lu moun mya de
Persons with a lot of dosa will encounter many dangers, will have many persons who hate them.
Dosa ji de lu ga metta daya bwa yin tamari myan myan ma ya u metta sei le myan myan ma phit bu
And persons with a lot of dosa it will be difficult for them to attain deep concentration. It will also be difficult to cultivate kindness, loving kindness.
ဒေါသကြီးတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ရဲ့မျက်နှာကြတော့လေဘလို့ကောလို့ဟိုမူမောင်မူမောင်ကုတ်ကုတ်နဲ့မူကုံမောင်ကုတ်ကုတ်နဲ့ဟမ်မူ
And the facial expression of a person with a lot of dosa, so that person looks grumpy. So looking at the face of a dosa person can be even frightening. Or if one has to talk to such a person, there is also a lot of fear to talk to that person. So one worries whether that person will shout at oneself or abuse oneself or even hit oneself. And such a person then at the time of death will have a lot of fear. The person may scream and die in a frightened state of mind. And a person with a lot of these dosa will be reborn in the hell realm.
အဲ့ဒီလိုဖြင့်မေတ္တာပွားတော့မယ်ဆိုတဲ့ယောဂီဟာမေတ္တာရဲ့အကျိုးတရားတွေဒေါသရဲ့အပြစ်တွေကိုလည်းပဲကိုယ်စွန့်နိုင်သမျှအဲ့ဒီလိုဆင်ခြင်ပေးရတယ်တဲ့
So a person who engages in metta meditation should reflect on the benefits of metta and also reflect on the shortcomings, on the faults of dosa. And then after doing these reflections, then one can start with the cultivation of metta.
And
so then, first of all, towards whom should we develop metta? First of all, we should develop metta to ourselves. And then the second step or second category is to develop metta for a person we respect or a person we admire or a person we call our benefactor, a teacher. Then the third step, the third category, is a person we dearly love, a very dear person, a beloved person. And then the fourth category is a person we neither love nor hate, a neutral person. And then the fifth category is to cultivate metta for a person we hate. Then the sixth category is to develop metta for an enemy. And then the seventh category is to develop metta for all living beings. So we have to cultivate metta in this sequence. And with each person we choose as the object of our metta meditation, we should develop metta for this person as long as it takes to attain a good concentration. So for the new yogis, first of all, you should develop metta for for yourself.
ဒုတိယကကိုကြီးညိုလေးစားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တူကိုဘွားမယ
် And then as a second step to develop metta for a person you respect or a benefactor.
ကိုကြီးညိုလေးစားတယ်ဆိုတာဒီပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကကိုကြီးတိလာလည်းကောင်းတယ်အဲစိတ်ဓာစိတ်စိတ်စိတ်တည်စိတ်ဓာလည်းကောင်းတယ်မေတ္တာကရုဏာလည်းကြီးမားတယ်အဲသူတစ်ပါးအကျိုးလည်းသူရွတ်ဆောင်တယ်ဒီလိုပုဂ္ဂိုလ်မျိုးပေါ့
So a person we respect or a benefactor that's the kind of person who is endowed with virtue a person who has admirable attitude, a person who also helps others, supports others.
Now, go go, the zone, the cool, Jesus, be good at Bogu, Tomo, go, ma, mia, ye, Jesus, see a Bogu, you, and the Lobogu, you, do the aboa.
Or it can be somebody who has benefited us a lot, a benefactor, or maybe this person has benefited many other people or beings.So then, to choose such a respected person or benefactor, that's the second step.
Ito, sabaro denai thaino me soyin, brahma minute dongse mimigogo wayare.
So for example, let's say you do 1 hour of sitting meditation, then first of all, for 30 minutes, you should cultivate metta,For yourself.
ဘာဘုံကတော့ငါကျမ်းမာပါစေချမ်းသာပါစေငါကျမ်းမာပါစေချမ်းသာပါစေလို့ပွားတယ
် And so how should you cultivate metta for yourself? Like this. May I be well, happy and peaceful. May I be well, happy and peaceful.
အဲ့ဒါတစ်စက္ကန့်ကိုတစ်ချိန်လုံးနဲ့မပြတ်စက္ကန့်တိုင်းစက္ကန့်တိုင်းဘွားမိနစ်30မပြေမချင်းဆက်နေအောင်ဘွား
So for the first 30 minutes you should constantly cultivate this metta wish for yourself like in every second you should be cultivating metta for yourself try to do it without interruption without any gap
ကမ္မန်ကြီးနိုင်ရောလောက်ပြည့်ပြီလို့ထင်တဲ့အခါကျတော့ခုနကိုကြီးညိုလေးသားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကိုဒုတိယမိနစ်30ပြောင်းပြီးပွားလိုက
် And so then after about 30 minutes it's just I guess when the 30 minutes are over then you change to the second person which is a respected person or a benefactor and then for the next 30 minutes you develop metta for thisbenefactor
ဘယ်တော့မှတော့ကိုကြီးညိုလေးသားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တူစိတ်ထဲမှာရွေးလိုက
် So of course first of all you should choose such a respected person or a benefactor
ခုမှကြီးညိုလေးသားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေအများကြီးရှိတယ်ဆိုရင်လည်းတူကိုရွေးရမယ
် So if you have many people you respect or who are your benefactors then simply choose oneof them
သူရွေးပြီးရင်အဲ့ဒီဒီညိုလေးသားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်စီစိတ်အာယုံညွတ်လိုက်အာယုံပြုတ်လိုက
် and after you have chosen this respected person or the benefactor then incline your mind your heart towards this person
သင်ညွတ်ပြီးလို့ချင်းဒီညိုလေးသားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကျမ်းမာပါစေချမ်းသာပါစေဒီညိုလေးသားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကျမ်းမာပါစေချမ်းသာပါစေနဲ့ခုနလေးပဲ10စက္ကန့်တခါနှုတ်နဲ့စက္ကန့်မပြတ်မိနစ်30အထိဘွာ
And so after having directed your mind inclined your mind your heart towards this respected person or the benefactor then you cultivate metta with this wish may my benefactor be well happy and peaceful may my benefactor be well happy and peacefulAnd in this way, you repeatedly cultivate this wish for your benefactor, second by second, without any gaps, uninterruptedly.
And you don't have to deny it. tinyan tabi shao. Tinyan shao dole, badama na iwe ka, mimi gugu, meda bwa. Dudia, mini don ze ka, kuna jinyu li da de bu gugu, bwa yin, tinyan shao.
And then, when you have sat for 1 hour, then you get up and you go and practice walking meditation. And also in the walking meditation, for the first half an hour, 30 minutes, you develop metta for yourself. And then in the second half an hour, you cultivate metta for the respected person or the benefactor, the same person as you had in the sitting. So, with these instructions, you should be able to engage in the metta meditation practice.
And
tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, when there is the Dhamma talk, then Sayadaw will continue to explain more and to give more instructions.
So may
all of you be able to happily, peacefully engage in the metta meditation practice.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
So now we will.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.